And
Rocky, Madam Chair.
Rocky King
giving in advance.
Is already making his contribution to Rosie in advance. This is Wednesday, July 2, 2003, opening the work session on House Bill 2160 relating to Family Health Insurance Assistance Program. Rocky knows that he needs to pay in advance. Rocky used to work with me in Children's Services a lot of years ago, so he is much aware of the need to make sure that we feed Rosie so that we can donate dollars at the end of the session to the Oregon Food Bank. Isn't that right, Rocky?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
No, this is from someone else who left this. Somebody lost their keys. I understand that on Monday, did they hear this on Monday?
Madam Chair and members, we had a public hearing on House Bill 2160A engrossed. Mr. King at that time provided some written testimony, which I've handed out to all of you. And we had an opportunity to ask questions and get responses.
And I understand before you could go into work session on Monday that we didn't have a quorum. So
is
that also correct?
Yes.
And if someone will go next door to get Representative Bates, we will get into work session.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is that Kia Chevy?
It is.
It is.
Susan Morgan was sitting there at our morning committee. She drives a Chevy.
Well, we will make certain that whoever lost their key will get their key. Probably if it was found right here,
Yeah. Probably
it's Susan's.
Because and then Avil sits next to her, but Avil wasn't here this morning.
Okay.
You missed me. Thank you.
Mr. Britton, why don't you refresh us while we're waiting on Representative Bates to arrive?
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2160 relates to the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, which is the main program that the Insurance Pool Governing Board administers. This bill would do really three important things. One is that it would allow Family Health Insurance Assistance Program to subsidize premiums when there is a dental benefit included. Right now, that is not a permissible use of the FEOP funding. This bill would allow that to happen. Secondly, it would comply or have the agency comply with a federal requirement to cover age-appropriate immunizations. This is something that is a condition of our receiving federal match. And finally, it would allow the Insurance Pool Governing Board to contract with third-party administrators to operate programs if it was a viable thing to do.
And Representative Smith, were you able to reach Representative Bates?
I was not, but I'm not a very good search and rescue person, so maybe if you gave me
okay. He's in rules. Supposedly he's in rules.
I just checked.
Representative Bates?
I just checked there. He was not there.
Call his office and let's find Representative Bates. Representative Weston is in with the speaker. So I need either one of them to.
Or Scott.
Scott is not responding to his speaker. Are there any questions while we're waiting on the good representative?
Did, Madam Chair?
Senator Morris.
Did we discuss the fiscal impacts of this?
Mr. Britton.
Madam Chair and members, we included a fiscal impact statement, and there is a fiscal impact statement to the bill. However, the FEOP program is capped. We passed that budget on Monday, so that it would essentially mean that whatever fiscal impact there is with respect to 2160, that it would have to be absorbed within the capped amount of the program. It would not
lead to a higher
budget or a bigger budget.
So the
follow up.
Thank you. The enrollment goes down. The appropriate.
Madam Chair and Senator Morris, correct.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Okay. Okay. We have a page out for the doctor. He's probably doing house calls.
Madam Chair.
Senator Moore.
He may be fishing. Well, I had an invitation to go fishing with Dr.
You mean
Dr.
at
Bates.
This time of day?
Oh, well, no. It was later in the day.
Oh, I see.
They fished at the party, you know.
They certainly did. Mm. But, I mean, that was excused, but this is not an excused absence at 1 o'clock today, so that everyone else, but I suspect that he's been doing so many house calls during this session.
That's been amazing.
That it wouldn't surprise me if he isn't doing house calls anymore.
Amazing. Yeah, even little minor stuff, and it's just...
Well, get George up here, Madam Chair. Just let George come up here and vote.
George, they want you to do it. Just let George do it.
Here comes the doctor.
Here it comes.
He's seen the job. He doesn't want it.
Representative Bates, we are in work session on House Bill 2160 and a bill that was left over from Monday, and we're waiting for you so that we can take an official motion and an official vote, unless you have any questions or any comments.
No, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Senator Carter.
Move House Bill 2160 related to family health insurance to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Carter moves House Bill 2160 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Hearing none. Representative Bates was late, then he gets the carry.
I'll pay the price.
Full cancel. Thank you.
And Senate.
And sorry, who wants to take it in the Senate?
I'm not going to carry it in the Senate, okay?
After your large terms.
We have no further. I promised you guys 5 minutes. It would have been 5 minutes, except
I have to go back to the
Senator wasn't here.
And, welcome, Representative Scott.
Well, now he's here.
Would you like to add your vote? 2160.
Just say yes.
Thank you. We are adjourned until tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Monday.
Monday.
Oh, I.